أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with Asma al-Husna, we will today look at the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is As-Salam, the giver of peace, or even one who is flawless, very similar to the attribute Al-Quddus, which we looked at yesterday, but it pertains to the future. You know, Al-Quddus also means being free of fault, error, danger and trouble, which As-Salam means. But in the case of As-Salam, it is looking at the future. Allah is the source of safety from all that is bad for creation. His safety is uninterrupted, unfaltering, unweakening, and it continues to eternity. So when you hear salam, it means peace, conveying unconditional security and an assurance of tranquility. And the first thing the human beings got to realize is that there can be no peace, there can be no tranquility from anyone other than Him. In Surah Ra'ad, in Surah number 13, Ayah 28, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'inna al-qulub. Indeed, only with the remembrance of Allah our hearts at rest. You know, when we pronounce the blessing of peace, when we greet someone and we say Assalamu alaikum, is also a manifestation of the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, As-Salam. As human beings, we're constantly in search of peace in everything we do. We're looking for inner peace, we're looking for happiness and calm. We have to eat, sleep and pay our bills. That does not bring peace. Peace comes from allowing the nafs to reach up and connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The very word Islam comes from the root word salama, which means peace. And a Muslim is one who is at peace with his or her Rabb. It can only be achieved when there is submission to His will, believing that in submitting to Him alone will give freedom from everything else and peace in all circumstances in life. When I talk to very, very young children and I say, if you want peace at home with mom and dad, what do? Even the youngest of them will tell me that we listen to what mom and dad want. And it's exactly the same principle. With these children, I tell them, how do you listen to Allah? Does He come and whisper in your ears? Does He send an angel? And they say, no. He sent teachers. Right from the start, Adam, Noah, Moses, Jesus, Abraham. Right up to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And each brought instructions, which are recorded into books, the last of them being the Quran. And if we were to follow this Qur'an, to read, to memorize, to understand, to apply and to teach, then we will find the peace and we will understand who As-Salam is. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises Prophet Yahya in the Qur'an. Surah Maryam, Ayah 15. He says, وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ يَوْمَ وُلِدُ وَيَوْمَ يَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ يُبْعَثُ حَيَّ. And peace be upon him on the day he was born and on the day he dies and on the day he is raised to life. The most precarious situation to which human beings are exposed to are three: the time of birth, the time of death, and the time of resurrection. So Allah honors him in these three situations, granting him peace, safety and security against their woes, saving him from the perils of all three situations, granting him security against fear. And we're repeatedly enjoined by the Quran to disseminate peace and be receptive to those who offer it. Let's look at some Quranic ayah so we understand, because it's an extremely important aspect. Let's look at Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 208. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idkhulu fis salami kaffa. O you who believe, enter into submission one and all. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Surely he is your open enemy. In Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 8, he says, وَإِنْ جَنَحُوا لِلسَّلْمِ فَاجْنَحْ لَهَا وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And if they incline to peace, then incline to it and trust in Allah. Innahu huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Surely He is the hearing and the knowing. So he's saying if somebody is receptive to submit, then incline towards them. When he describes the servants, Ibadiur Rahman, and it's one of the most beautiful ayah, I absolutely adore it. It's Surat al-Furqan, Surah number 25, and it's ayah 63. And here this is a description of those who are attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first quality he describes is وَإِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِي يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ حَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And the servants of the Abd, those who are attached to him, are those who walk on the earth in humbleness. And when the ignorant address them, they say salam, they say peace. Again, description of those who believe. Surah Al-An'am, ayah 54. وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. When those who believe in our communications come to you, say to them, peace be upon you, your Rabb has ordained mercy on himself. So that أَنَّهُ مَنْ عَمِلَ مِنْكُمْ سُوًا بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. So that if any one of you does evil in ignorance, then turns after that and acts aright, then he is forgiving and merciful. There are so many ayah, so many ayat. The most common of them that we read all the time. We read Surah Yasin every Thursday. And this ayah comes up again and again and again. Salam mun qawlam min rabbir rahim. For those who enter Jannah, there will be peace, a word from the merciful Rabb. And in essence, when we psychologically apply it to our lives, it boils down to the fact that we depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as As-Salam. The manifestation of As-Salam comes when one does not lean on a tree that will dry up and decay. Don't depend on people that will age and die, but depend on As-Salam, who will provide salamati, who will provide peace and safety in all circumstances. In Hadith Qudsi, he says, if I give a pain to my Abd, either through his body or possessions or his family or children, and he encounters this with the strength of patience and belief in my peace, I will be embarrassed to weigh his deeds and to look at his book of actions on the day of Qiyamah. Abdus Salam is one who has cleansed his heart from hatred, from envy, from treachery, from vengeance. He's able to protect his body and save himself from being the slavery of his ego. It is one who has learnt not to find fault with others, but to learn from flaws, especially within himself or herself. There is a wonderful story about a woman who was driving back from work. And when she comes home, it was a very cold winter's night, it was raining very hard. And she comes home and she tells her husband, I just don't understand people these days. They have no rahmah left in them. And she said, I was just driving back and I saw a woman who was stranded at the side of the road. She had an obvious puncture in her car, and it was raining and it was dark and nobody stopped. Moral of the story, she didn't understand. She did not stop herself too. It's to be able to learn from that that gives us peace, not from looking at the faults of others. A wonderful anecdote, again, it's about four Muslims who went to the mosque to offer their Salatul Zuhr. And each one said Takbiratul Ahram. Now, remember, once you say Allahu Akbar, you cannot do anything except the Salah after that. And they were praying with great devotion when the Muadhin, the one who calls out the Adhan, came into the mosque. Now in the middle of his Salah, one of them said, have you read the Adhan? Is it time to do so? And the second said, why are you speaking in between your Salah? You're invalidating your prayer. And the third said, why are you telling him off? Tell yourself off. And the fourth one said, Alhamdulillah that I did not fall into the same trap as my three companions. It can only be at peace when you have understood yourself, the flaws within yourself, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma innal qulub, and it manifests itself so beautifully because you end up transmitting it to others. You know, our greeting being an integral part of our deen, when we say salamun alaykum, we are actually telling someone that we assure you of safety and security. We grant you immunity from evil or ill intentions on our part. One of the names given to Jannah is Darus Salam, the abode of peace. And to achieve the Darus Salam on this earth is to be able to find peace amongst the chaos. And maybe I can end with an anecdote about a king who offered a prize to the artist who would paint the best picture of peace. Now many artists tried. The king looked at all the pictures, but there were only two he really liked, and he had to choose between them. One picture was of a calm lake. The lake was a perfect mirror, for peaceful towering mountains were all around it. There was blue skies with fluffy white clouds, and everybody who saw that picture thought it was a perfect picture of peace. The other picture had mountains as well, but they were rugged and bare. There was an angry sky from which rain fell, and in which lightning played. Down the side of the mountain tumbled a foaming waterfall. It didn't look peaceful at all. But when the king looked, he saw behind the waterfall a tiny bush growing in a crack of the rock. And in the bush a mother bird had built her nest, and in the midst of the rush of angry water, the mother bird sat on her nest in perfect peace. And he chose this picture, and explaining his reasons, he says, because peace does not mean to be in a place where there is no noise, trouble, or hard work. Peace means to be in the midst of all those things and still be calm in your heart. That is the real meaning of salam. Recite Ya Salam over a sick person 160 times, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant that person shafa from their health. Remember the ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes in the Quran, when Prophet Ibrahim was thrown in the fire, he says, Kuni ya naru bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim, become, O fire, cool and safety for Ibrahim. If you have a temperature, recite that ayah and see the difference it makes, for it will take that temperature away.